5 o'clock, you're getting in your car, driving home. Do you know where your trades are? Because they're not in Boston. They're everywhere else in baseball. All the other contenders, Seattle, New York.
Houston.
New York twice, actually.
Yeah, two New Yorks.
They have two teams that are being active.
Mm-hmm.
We have one team that's being inactive.
Well, there are also other teams that are being very active that are selling off all their parts, but the Red Sox seem uninterested in those parts.
Yeah, and good news is, I guess that's one positive. The Red Sox haven't sold off any parts. There was a rumor or speculation earlier today that they could trade Jaron Duran still to the Padres for prospects.
Yeah.
So at least that would be the worst case scenario.
What?
Yeah, there was talk of that.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's behind us.
The term is the calm before the storm.
Okay, there it is. Ted Johnson says we're going to lead off the drive with the calm before the storm.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one high and deep in the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. WEEI Afternoons.
So we said it yesterday. This could be a defining day, not just for the Boston Red Sox, not just for this season, but for individual members of the hierarchy. John Henry. So John Henry, you think right now he's getting a cigar ready?
No, I'm actually...
I do.
Oh, Ted does.
I told you. It's a calm before the storm.
A good Cuban?
I'm enjoying my second nap of the day.
I think, you know what? It's too quiet. It's too quiet. Too many teams are doing things. All the other kind of smoke signals they've been giving us, I think they got something coming.
I got to tell you, I love your optimism. I'm not sure I'm buying into it.
They're going to get crushed.
I don't know
Thank
where
you, Ted. Check this in the mail.
Going to get crushed, Krezobot, if you don't do anything.
Brezbot. So John Henry, you think right now, so rich people with those cigars, they use those things, right? Where they cut it off the end and everything. It's like it's not pre-cut and all that.
That's my guess.
Everybody uses. You have to cut the cigar.
Do you bite the tip of the cigar?
Excuse me?
Clip that.
I've never smoked a cigar. I don't smoke.
You haven't?
I've never smoked anything.
Oh, it's my new favorite thing.
Stop.
Oh. I've never smoked anything.
Never smoked anything.
Nope.
You just are giddy little two-shoes, aren't you?
L7.
Marijuana, nope. Cigarettes, cigars, meat.
I smoked one cigarette at 5 years old and got in so much trouble. I've never smoked another.
A little danger. Wow. Five?
I'm going to need a little more detail.
It wasn't candy and you didn't get it at Hampton Beach?
Me and the kid Mouse down the street. That was his name.
That makes sense.
Hey, Andy, it's Mouse. You want to go rip some dats?
We stole cigarettes out of my mother's purse. And I remember my bike was chained to a tree for like a month. I got in so many different, and I haven't smoked
Holy
a single thing
smokes,
since.
Smokes, guy.
So there's the goody two shoes, Andy Hart
Big
backstory.
Time.
But
gross,
no, so
right?
I don't know how rich people smoke their cigars. So he's getting ready, the little cigar cutter. He's getting ready for the photo. But I do believe this is a defining day for John Henry. He took a step out of that world of, he doesn't care about the team. He's not really trying to win. As long as there's asses in the seats at Fenway Park, he's happy. Well, this offseason, he got Crochet, gave Crochet the extension, gave a old third baseman $40 million a year. I'm not sure there's enough credit there. I know it's a shorter-term contract, but gave a big deal to your guy, St. Bregman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Overpaid Aroldis Chapman, people said at the time, before they realized he was an all-star closer. So, like, he was back, right? He was smoking cigars.
Yeah.
He was the
yeah.
money-spending owner of the Boston Red Sox.
So, do you think John Henry is involved in all the goings-ons today? You don't think this is more of a Breslow thing?
Well, I do and I don't, because I hear those reports that are out there that one source said money was an issue in trade talks with the Boston Red Sox. I think money being an issue feels like an ownership thing. I don't understand it, Ted. I'm with you. I don't understand how money can be an issue. They're far away from the luxury tax threshold, whatever it is. But if money's an issue, that feels like it comes down from the very top of the organization. But you're right. This is also a career-defining day for Craig Breslow. Right? There's trade deadlines define what these guys are. They didn't trade Chris Sale a couple years ago. It cost Chaim Bloom his job. Like, those are the types of things, or vice versa. You make a move, like, I don't know, what could I think? Oh, trade Nomar Garciaparra, like a young Theo Epstein was willing to do, and you win a World Series.
Two deals in a year that changed the legacy of Theo Epstein and the Red Sox. One, the brass balls to put a lot out there, go to Thanksgiving dinner at Schilling's house and make the deal. And then two, 8 months later, trade arguably the most popular player in the previous 20 years to win that World Series. Like, it takes big decisions, take big, big brass baseball.
Let's look at the two big decisions that have been made this year. Before the season, it was Bregman.
Yep.
Do we think that was John Henry influenced?
I actually think that was Alex Cora influenced as much as anybody.
But John Henry had to sign off on it.
On a $40 million a year contract.
That's what I'm talking about. He was involved somehow tangentially into the...
Yep.
Okay, and then the next one is Rafi Devers
trade. $300 million player, correct.
Do you think he was involved in that trade?
Heavily.
Absolutely. So the last two big deals, I think John Henry's had his fingers in the pie of both of them. And so my guess is... he's about to light up that second dog rocket because he's got his second finger in a pie when it comes to a trade line deal.
There was a lot you just said there that I'm just going to roll with and say we're talking baseball trades here WEEI Afternoons.
Say yes to Ted.
I like this confidence in John Henry. I do. I don't know if it's misplaced. 80% of our voters on our poll today will say it's misplaced. They're not going to do anything big. And the other issue is, boy who cried wolf syndrome with this baseball team. Lou alluded to it earlier when we spoke with Lou Maloney here. If you missed that interview, you can go listen to it on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, TuneIn app, all those apps out there. Look for WEEI Afternoons. But he alluded to, you keep telling people you're going to do things and you don't do them. Sooner or later, they stop, right? It's like the friend you have that you invite over for dinner. Can you come Saturday? No. Can you come next? You stop inviting, correct?
Correct.
That's what you're doing to your fans. You keep telling them urgency, fireworks, different things, full throttle over the years. You don't do it, what do? They stop caring. Then you think you saw a lot of Dodgers jerseys at Fenway Park? You don't think you'll see a lot of Yankees jerseys later in the year?
Ugh.
Much easier trip, actually. They can just drive up from New York. Nice, easy trip. Take over Fenway Park, because I hear Red Sox fans don't care anymore.
Crawl out of their shanties.
It'd be whoever's advising the Red Sox, and that'd be John Henry. I would tell them, make sure that they know that they have an opportunity here, unlike any other team in town. I mean, you know, the Bruins with the Celtics the way they are, the Patriots are trying to find their way. You have a chance to, for the first time in a long time, kind of capture center stage.
That's a great point you just made. A great point. Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, I believe, at Gillette Stadium, there will be a practice, a season ticket holder practice that we just talked about a little earlier with Tom Curran. Might be a scrimmage like.
I know where you're going. Go. Keep going.
Is it possible that the more interesting event, the more popular event in Boston sports tomorrow is a practice at Gillette Stadium as opposed to TBD starting for the Boston Red Sox against the Astros post-trade deadline?
Very good question.
Oh, I think so. There might be anger with the Red Sox and hope with the Patriots.
If they don't do anything at the trade deadline, Fitzy, I can almost see there might be a more of a fervor for the Patriots. If they do something, a Friday night with the new Joe Ryan that's just newly signed, with the Red Sox winning 16 out of their last 22 at home against the Astros, it'll be hype. It would be hype at Fenway tomorrow night if they did something in the next hour.
Tomorrow, you don't think TBD is going to be an attraction tomorrow
night? It's just not going to really get the people
Kyle Harrison
up.
Having his 94-mile-an-hour fastball hit onto the pike by Correa?
It should be an event tomorrow at Fenway Park, but it might not be the event they want it to be. Plus, I think, is the strike still going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
I think they solved it.
Oh, okay.
It would be buzzy. Buzzy tomorrow.
So let's look at, as we continue to talk trade deadline, 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation about what the Red Sox haven't done here at the trade deadline. At least not yet, Ted Johnson says. 50 minutes, just under 50 minutes to go until the Major League Baseball trade deadline. But you know what they always do on the second day of the NFL draft? Mel Kiper's best available. Since there's been such a flurry of moves, I do think we need to keep in mind there are players available. You talked about it. We've talked about it. Joe Ryan remains best player available. Mackenzie Gore from the Nationals. Dylan Cease from the Padres. I don't know if that would work anymore since they seem to have moved on from the idea of Jaron Duran. Stephen Kwan, I don't think makes sense. But then you get down to some interesting names. Griffin Jacks. I fell in love with him the other night watching him pitch against the Red Sox in the bullpen. Yes, Dan Ball.
And he was also removed in the middle of the ninth inning yesterday and was very upset about it. Like they showed it out. He had to have a meeting with the manager after the game. So it's very clear that he is on the market. They just haven't seemed to found a deal for him yet.
So he is a guy. And then we need to talk about the Florida, Miami Marlins. Sorry, it was 1996 in my head. The Florida Miami Marlins.
Oh.
Edward Cabrera and Sandy Alcantara. Oh, both still available.
We learned yesterday it's Sandy Alcantara.
Well, I heard that. Is that real? I heard Bradfo say it, and no disrespect, I thought he just said it wrong.
And Morosi also came in hot. Alcantara.
Okay, well, I can't do that, but those guys are
you
still available.
You just say
available.
Sandy, I'll hook you up.
Those guys are still available. So there are starting pitchers that I think we would feel good about, even if they're not Joe Ryan. There are starting pitchers you can bring into this organization, not named Charlie Morton, that I know a lot of people look at Charlie Morton, and I feel bad for that guy if he's traded for, because no one's going to want him.
Right.
He's going to be the most hated man in Boston sports before he arrives in Boston sports, and it's not his fault. It's the fault of the organization. But those are some names that are still out there that Zach Gallen is still available. I mean, there's names. You
not
could
bad.
Put a middling starting pitcher. Now, whether that guy goes before or after Bayo in the rotation, I don't know. But there are still names beyond Joe Ryan.
Merrill Kelly, that I think
solid. Would fulfill Ted Johnson's belief that something is going to happen in the next. We're down to 48 minutes. I'm just going to let you know there's a clock ticking, just like our three-point stance here. I don't have the faith. I'm losing the faith. Other than that idea that they have this outstanding offer to the Minnesota Twins, and that they're ready to wait for their response. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Matt in Rhode Island has a thought on the trade deadline. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
Hey, what's up, Pitty? Check your Chips Ahoy Gmail account. I said
yes, sir. I will.
Lou Maloney couldn't have said it any better. You know, with the prospects, they got to make a deal for the pitcher at Pittsburgh. If you don't make a deal, how are the Astros feeling right now, and how are the Mariners feeling right now? Pretty good.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Absolutely. Oh, if I'm the Mariners fans, whatever, I know I'm behind the Red Sox, but right now, I feel better than them. They added a 30 home run bat to the home run leader, right? They're a team that has the home run leader in Major League Baseball, and they're like, you know what? We can go out and get another 30 home run guy.
It's not illegal.
No,
it's not against the rules.
You can get better. It's actually allowed.
Multiple are
allowed. Better, and you can be aggressive. The Astros. I mean, the Astros should come in here tomorrow being like, I think the crowd might be on our side in this game, even though we're not the Dodgers.
Sometimes they actually bring a few fans to the ballpark, too.
Well, and Red Sox fans like me, who had seen the projected starting pitchers for the week and said, oh, nice. Friday night at Fenway post-trade deadline, I'm going to see Crochet.
Carlos Correa is not having a great season.
Well, Carlos Correa is an interesting one today.
He'll be reborn, though.
Watch, he'll have more home runs over the stretch, Ted, than he has by far over
the
first
4 months.
I'm already
looking at reaction from everybody. It's like, this is the only team I wanted to be traded to. You know, they're welcome home.
He had worn out. Yeah. I listened to Will Fleming this weekend, and he said something to the effect, if you talk to the people around the Minnesota organization off the record, they've kind of worn thin with Carlos Correa. I guess he had a little, everything has to be perfect for him to be on the field in the lineup and hitting or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, and then he had a tummy ache or something. And he actually left the game, and it actually played right into the narrative that Will was selling. And now he's traded. I think that was a misfit marriage.
It was
a bad marriage right there. Mm-hmm. The other thing we need to talk about, and we touched on it a little bit earlier with Lou, and he acknowledged it's very real. And Ted, I'm sure you can back this up. The players in locker rooms and in clubhouses are human beings. They don't want to be. Bill Belichick wants them to be robots and X's and O's on a board, right? And just ignore the noise and what happens here, stay, all these things. They're human beings. I believe they probably heard Breslow and Sam Kennedy say there's an urgency and that we're going to add and we're going to be a better baseball team and all these things. And so far, Ted, under 45 minutes till the trade deadline.
A deadline is now firmly in our sights.
It is coming on fast and furious. How do they react? How does Ted Johnson react? If Ted Johnson was, let's just put your head, your brain in Jaren Duran's body. So he's happy that he didn't get traded, I'm assuming.
That's a hell of a specimen, by the way.
Imagine Ted Johnson with Jaren Duran's speed.
I wish I had his speed and his goatee. I wish I could pull that goatee off.
If you had his speed, I mean,
I'd be in Canton right now. I'd be in Hall of Fame. You'd be in Canton right now. There's no doubt.
But how would Ted Johnson in that clubhouse react to not being invested in?
Yep, it would be a kick in the raisins for sure. And I'm trying to think of, you know, it'd be like similar to just inactivity in a free agency. You know, if I was on the Patriots, look, we don't have you know, we have trade deadlines in the NFL, but it's not even close to being like it is in baseball. But if football was like baseball, and you get midway through the season or two-thirds of the way through the football season, and you have a chance to maybe make the playoffs, but you're one, you know, wide receiver, one cornerback, one left tackle away from maybe, you know, and football is different because it's, you know, there's a lot more guys playing it. But you get my point. I could see guys reacting similarly to how baseball players do when they don't make a trade and you have a team that is feeling really hopeful, especially a young team. And DeLue's overall bigger point was what set up the 2018 championship team was the fact that the 2016 team went to the playoffs, got a little experience, and so that when 2018 came around, they were ready for the moment.
Right.
They need to experience playoff, you know, baseball if this team is going to be a perennial kind of every year, you know, high-caliber type of team.
And that's a great point because I think some people will just react to this year. Oh, they didn't go to the playoffs, or they did go to the playoffs and then they lost in the first, whatever. There can also be a long-term value in that. Crochet, your ace is going to be here for a while. Bayo, your number two, assuming we don't get Joe Ryan.
Locked up.
Going to be here for a while. Roman Anthony, your leadoff hitter, your best hitter. Jaron Duran's now going to be here. Rafaela, some of these guys. So they could go to the playoffs and maybe they flame out spectacularly.
Fine, at least they made it to the playoffs.
Right, they broke the seal. They earned some experience that maybe 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 1 year from now, it matters and it helps them get to the place you eventually want to be.
You look at OKC; they won the whole thing this year. They've been to the playoffs the last couple of years. Didn't get as far as they did this year. This year they got all the way to the end and won the whole thing.
I thought that point by Lou about 2016 to 2018 for the playoff experience versus playoff dominance was maybe the best point he made, aside from prospects suck and I don't care about them. But it reminds me in a lot of ways, Ted. Like, you guys win the Super Bowl in 2001. But many of the tent poles and the great players of the 2001 team weren't brand new. A lot of you guys had a lot of playoff experience in the Parcells and Carroll era as well. So you had gotten a taste. You knew what it was like to get there. You just needed a better team and the coach to bring you back.
But in a weird way, I would say that the 1996 team, it prepared us for the 2001 team.
Yes.
So because there's about 7 to 9 guys that were on that 96 team that were key contributors to the 2001 team. And so there's It's a similar type dynamic.
Dan Ball, I see you shuffling around back there. It better be a trade.
No, but a report from Bob Nightingale. No. The Boston Red Sox and Texas Rangers are in strong pursuit of Diamondback starter Merrill Kelly with 45 minutes left until the deadline. So a little more smoke around.
Perfect.
That.
Right to pair up alongside Nate Eovaldi.
No. Unless it's here. Unless it's some weird trade that they both come here and you
have. Well, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So this is where I went back to, I said it 2 days ago to Dan Ball, that have the Yoda mentality. I'm do or do not. Okay, so you can't outbid the Texas Rangers? I thought we built up this farm system. I thought we built up the opportunities and the assets. That was one of the things they, if you remember, they said in the offseason, I believe pre-Crochet trade, was they were taking a lot of calls. And it used to be when people called the Red Sox, they only called about Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Then this offseason, it was like, now they're asking about 5 or 6 or 7 players. Okay, so you've built up your prospects, the Tollies, the Passwords, all these guys we've heard so much about, even if we've seen very little of them, if any of them, as actual fans. Yep. You have the assets. So if you're going neck and neck, and this is where Breslow, he put himself on the line with the words he talked about with urgency, but also we had a text earlier. Shouldn't he remember what it's like to be a player? Shouldn't he understand the ramifications as well as anyone, other than maybe Alex Cora?
You think. He's not your normal, typical, probably mindset player, though. You know what I mean?
Yes, so, I do.
How are we going to feel about Merrill Kelly over Joe Kelly? Is it going to be?
No.
It won't feel great.
No.
I mean, it'll be
better than Charlie Morton.
Somewhat satisfying is what that'll be.
Enough,
that's probably right where they'll be able to justify it somehow. It'll be kind of like, okay, it's good, but it's not Joe, you know, Ryan, come on.
Yeah,
so
no.
There's going to be, even if they get Merrill Kelly, it's still going to not be wholly satisfying.
No. And some of that might be on us because maybe we just put our expectations of sort of one prime target on the horizon. And if you lower, but I continue to try to give them it's not Charlie Morton. It's not Joe Ryan. It's not Charlie Morton. It's in the middle, and it'll help the baseball team, right? What'd you say his record was? 9-6?
No, that was Merrill Kelly.
Oh, isn't that who we were talking about?
Oh, yeah. Merrill Kelly's 9-3, 3.2 ERA, 121 strikeouts, and just over a 1 whip.
Yeah. So that's a good you know who that's better than? Walker Buehler. You know who that's better than? Richard Fitz. You know who that's better than?
Brian Baio.
It is. Like Baio. Okay.
So no, I'm just saying he would technically be your second best pitcher.
Perfect then. If Baio's my three, I just felt better about the Boston Red Sox.
100%.
Right? 100%. And then if Giolito becomes our four, like
it's you know what? It would be to be better than not making a deal. I'll tell you that.
All right, let's go back to the phone line 617-779-7937. Let's go to Rob in Athol. What's up, Rob? Rob?
Hello, Rob.
Okay. Bye, Rob. Rob's gone. Jim's online. We don't have time for Jim, though. Jim, hang around. We'll get to more phone calls, 617-779-7937. We are now, Ted Johnson, 39 minutes away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Ted Johnson is remaining optimistic. He tells me a starting pitcher is coming, a trade is coming, something big is coming. There's been just too much talk of it for nothing to happen. We'll see if Ted is right, if he's taking a victory lap as we leave the studio today. Or if he's maybe doing a take Tuesday on a Thursday. A little more Red Sox reaction. 617-779-7937. It's the trade deadline, and it's Dan Ball with What's Trending.